We are back, baby. We are back with another News from the Queue. We are waist deep in spooky season announcements. I'm Paul from Destination Geek, and I am joined by
Senor Eddie from Eddietainment. And please let us know down in the comments, is the I'm back, baby, not the best opening for a podcast? I think it is.
It makes you feel welcome, right? It makes you feel like, I'm home. I'm home. This is where I belong. This is the only Halloween Horror Nights podcast I need, because you're here with us. And we have so much to talk about. Frankly, by the time you're listening to this podcast, there will probably be even more to talk about. But we'll get to that in a minute. What we're going to talk about today, we are going to talk about more HHN links. We are going to talk about more Halloween Horror Nights announcements. We are going to talk about scare zones, more controversy. Eddie was just down in Florida. He's going to fill us in on all the construction stuff that he saw while he was down there. You can find me, Destination Geek, on YouTube, Destination Geek HQ on TikTok and X. You can also listen to this podcast on all your favorite podcast providers. Just search News from the Queue. You'll see Eddie and I's beautiful faces there. And you can click and subscribe to listen in the car or while you're on the treadmill or while you're out for a run, whatever you want to do. But Eddie, where can they find you on social media?
So on YouTube, Eddietainment, and everywhere else, X, TikTok, and Instagram, Eddietainment1. We post all of our stuff on there. So make sure to follow us on there. And when we're on these trips, I post different things on different platforms. Paul does as well. So it's a good thing to just check out our Instagram, our Facebooks and whatnot, because although we try to post everything across all contents, certain platforms get certain things, at least on my
end. We got day jobs, people. Sometimes I don't get a chance to post on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube Shorts, and everywhere. But definitely check us out. You know, subscribe, hit that subscribe button on all of our social media platforms, because you know, like on my TikTok, I've been posting POVs from Cedar Point. I was just at Cedar Point yesterday, checking out their Hollow Weekends construction, checking out roller coasters, because now they allow Meta Glasses on roller coasters. I had a great day. I rode all of Travis Kelce's favorite rides. I made a whole Travis Kelce day out of it. That will be on my YouTube channel next week, if you're listening to this within the first few days of recording. So make sure to check us out on all our social media channels. But Eddie, I want to hear about your day at Universal Studios Florida. You went there yesterday, literally yesterday, as of this recording, and dude is already on the mics back in Virginia, you know, ready to tell us all about the goodness. He saw the construction updates. He saw the clowny stuff. He saw the freaking neon sign.
Oh, yeah.
Eddie, fill us in.
And I think I was actually one of the first to actually see the neon sign and record it. I was with my son, so I didn't jump and, you know, try to be the first to post, but I should have. I regret that I didn't. But it is on the video. We did a full construction update. I don't get to do those too often because I'm not local. So I was excited that I was actually getting to do one of those well in advance. Typically, I'll do one like right before the opening night. So this was a little bit different. It was for my son's birthday, which shout out to the team members at Universal. They were spectacular. Everybody made his day special, from cowfish to inside of the rides. One of the attendants saw his button on, we were doing our last ride on Fast and Furious, and one of the attendants saw his button.
Fast and Furious. I think it's going to be closed by the time I get there.
It is. It closes at the beginning of next month. But one of the attendants actually got everybody on the ride vehicle to tell Ollie happy birthday, which was amazing. Ollie, I mean,
even Vin Diesel and Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
They literally came out personally and shook his hand and called him family. But the team members did an amazing job. But to the point of what we're discussing, I got to check out all of the construction. And for the most part, I mean, there's only a little bit of time that they have left and a couple of last things that they have to put up. The only scare zone that seemed to still need a whole ton of work was probably the Fort Nightmares scare zone. But the entryway is well on its way. You've seen they have the truss up with the scrim. Some pictures came out about how intricate that's going to look, so I'm excited for mm-hmm. for how they're gonna set that up.
Some of that concept art stuff, right? That looks like it's gonna have like
right
like towers with the characters and stuff like that. Yeah, that's gonna be pretty cool.
Exactly. And you don't get to get the exact view of it, but if you connect the concept art to like the scrim and where it's getting placed, you kind of get an idea of what it's gonna end up looking like, at least where it's gonna be. And to note, the sign is back to red. So I don't know why last year it was like bluish green.
I don't know. I'm not gonna lie, I liked the bluish green, but red kind of fits the vibe this year, right? The clowny Jack vibe. Yeah, I mean, I could go with purple, I could go with green, I could go with red. I'm good either way.
Yeah, and I also think I saw a couple of the props that were being put in the Killer Clowns scare zone, the Clown Town. So let's go left, right? New York. So cross through the small area there.
So you enter the park, right? You enter into the Infernal Carnival of Nightmares, which we already talked about in a prior episode. This is where Jack and Oddfellow welcome you to Halloween Horror Nights 2026. And again, if you go to the right, you're going to Sideshow of Decay. We're going to talk a little bit more about that here in a minute, because some stuff has happened. But if you go to the left, this week, Universal announced that the Scare Zone in New York, which we've talked about quite a few times, we've hinted at it and kind of talked about some of the rumors, but it's been confirmed now that this will be downtown Clown Town. It will feature both Universal Studios Originals clown-based characters, as well as media
art
clowns. It'll feature Art the Clown and the Killer Clowns from Outer Space in this Scare Zone. It has been also hinted that Chance will be making her glorious return to Halloween Horror Nights. Ooh. We haven't seen her since Halloween Horror Nights 30. She was in the Icons house, and before that, HHN 26, when that was her year. Chance is one of our favorite characters, big on our channel, that for some reason people still watch the Chance videos from HHN 26. There was a post on social media that hinted that Chance will be returning in this zone, which would make sense because again, we talked about Oddfellow Zone, which will feature Cindy, and perhaps even the Caretaker and Usher will be featured in Sideshow of Decay.
Fingers crossed, man. I really hope so. Funny enough, I was just gonna say, because you brought up Chance, I heard rumblings, but I hadn't done a deep dive. The original actress, I think her name's Erin. Is it Erin?
Yeah, Erin.
She was actually staying at my hotel. I didn't bug her or anything because I don't know her. But I saw her in the lobby, and then down by the pool when I was by the pool bar, she was actually in one of like the cabana with a bunch of friends. And then she ended up posting on social media later, because I do follow her on Instagram. So Chance was in my hotel. What are the chances, right?
I got to tell you, Chance is probably my second favorite icon after Jack. Probably third would be Director, fourth would be Usher. I mean, I love them all, frankly. I don't love every icon, but those are probably my top four. So I am very, very excited about Chance returning to the event. I'm glad she's getting a little bit of a spotlight. And I will say, if Sideshow of Decay will feature Cindy, Usher, Caretaker, maybe we'll see more than one icon in or icon adjacent character in downtown Clown Town. It's been hinted that there will be more original characters in that zone, so maybe we'll see the return of Eddie, maybe not this Eddie, not Eddie Tainment, but maybe
but I
Eddie
will be Tainment returning
can get Eddie tamed by a different Eddie. I really think we'll see Chance in that zone, and of course we'll see the return of Art the Clown and Killer Clowns from Outer Space. So pretty cool. I think there are a lot of missed clowns in this announcement. Across media, I think a lot of people were hoping to see Pennywise or some other clowny characters. We'll see what unfolds in the next few weeks, but I think according to Mike Aiello on social media, the rest of the characters that they have not yet announced for that zone are original characters, not IP characters. So I think those are the licensed characters for that zone, and the rest will be Chance and some of the others.
Pennywise would be ambitious, but if they were to ever bring Pennywise, give them a house. Don't throw them.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing: you can't do Pennywise as a, you know, as a part of a clown scare zone. Pennywise has to be a featured thing. I mean, I think you know, especially because you have Welcome to Derry now, that TV show. You could turn the streets of New York, probably would probably be the best place to do it, into Derry.
Yeah, because that'd be
even sick. Though Pennywise is the main character, you know, there are forms of Pennywise. There's, you know, a whole aspect of the fog, you know, and playing into other Stephen King characters, you know, and things like that, especially if you've seen the finale of Welcome to Derry and all the crap that hits the fan, you know, with Pennywise's carnival and things rolling through the streets. Yeah. I think you could do a lot in the streets of New York with Pennywise, but yeah, you wouldn't feature him as a side. You can't feature him as the sideshow. He's the main attraction.
Yeah, exactly. But to the point of that particular scare zone in the New York area, one of the things that I mentioned in my video was this has to be probably this year the most ambitious scare zone because of what they're doing with that area that they haven't done in the past. The scare zone is definitely more expansive. Also, a great, beautiful return to its original location. The tribute store is right there in front of the big stage. They have a big stage that they've already placed, and we'll probably be throwing it over the screen so you guys could see. But there's another stage. Right here. You scared me.
<There's>, hey, jump scare.
I know. But there's another stage in an area where there's typically a bar over by like that one alley that kind of splits where right before Sting Alley. I don't know what that road's called. Over by Finnegan's, right? That's currently behind Walls, where Boris Schuster's office is as well. And it looks like there's the potential of maybe they split it up so, you know, the Killer Clowns have their side, their minions, and then Art has his side, his minions. And I could see that potentially happening because the aesthetic of both those clowns is so extremely different. So you'll have like your colorful side with the Killer Clowns, and then you'll have your like more dark black grays, you know, clowns over at Art the Clown side. That's my assumption and prediction, but obviously I don't have anything to go off of outside of the fact that those two will be in the scare zone, including other clowns. But they've got the two stages up. They're completely across from each other. And I've been hearing rumblings that once those construction walls go down, there might be something there as well. And if you guys aren't familiar with the construction walls, it's that road that would lead typically to Finnegan's is completely construction walled off. And if you're familiar with the Blues Brothers, they typically play there. And they kind of have like a side little cubby now where they typically play, but it's all walled off with the like green walls.
We now have every scare zone announced, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because we know with the return of Club Horror, the Mel's Die-In Zombies, the Sideshow of Decay, the Infernal Carnival of Nightmares, Downtown Clown Town. I think the last, and then there's one more, which did I say Fortnite?
No, you didn't.
No, but we'll get to Fort Nightmares. But you know, the three zones in theme to this year, Icon, Sideshow, and Clown Town, I think have the potential to be, you know, even better than the houses. I mean, I think we are truly going to get some fantastic scare zone experiences this year with some amazing characters. In fact, the one thing that I would say is, especially given what happened last year with Art the Clown and everyone trying to go viral on social media, you know, I think the it'll be interesting to see how they handle the crowds who want pictures with these characters. I'm assuming they'll be on stages and stuff, you know, versus, you know, maybe with more just the original characters roaming around. And if you're an Icon or a licensed property, you're on a stage. We'll see. But regardless, I think the construction and the set decoration that I've already seen online for Sideshow of Decay, it looks amazing. And I think Downtown Clown Town, just the potential of it, it's huge. So, I mean, it's going to be a cool year unless you hate clowns. This is going to be a baller year for sure.
There's a phobia. I forget the name of the phobia, but there's a phobia for that. That being said, going to the Sideshow of Decay. Well, actually, before we do that, question for you and question for the audience. Was it not odd that
Club odd. Was it an odd fellow?
Yeah. Was it not odd for those Universal fellows to not give Club Horror and Mel's Zombies an official announcement? They just kind of uploaded them onto the website.
Well, one of two things is either happening. They're either pretty much the same, because they also put Dead Coconut Club, like, unceremoniously just threw it up on the website without any type of official announcement. Or they'll wait till after this week's major announcement of The Last House, and then it'll all be part of a press release that kind of says, here's everything that's coming, any changes that may be coming to those zones. I think we'll see tweaks maybe in Club Horror. I don't think Mel's Dying will look much different than it currently does. Or did last year.
The lighting package in Club Horror is different already, and I can see that just from walking through it. But the description of Club Horror, at least on the website, you might be right, maybe there's more to come, but the description on the website doesn't indicate any difference on that side. But
I mean, the whole point of Club Horror is to keep people moving through a very high congestion area. Like, it's not meant to be like a scare zone with a lot of congestion. That was, they actually talked about that last year. It's meant, Club Horror is meant literally to get you to just kind of walk through.
I think it does quite the opposite, so? Though. People stop and dance. A lot of times when I was walking through that, yeah, there was a lot of people that were stopping and dancing. But now, Club Horror and Mel's Zombies, which, by the way, I'm not a fan of Club Horror, but I didn't mind the Mel's Zombies. I thought it was a cool, like, little theatrical add-in. It kind of was, like, out of place, but I didn't mind it there. And I thought it was kind of cool, because it kind of, like, mixed in with the Hollywood scare zone.
No, I agree. I thought Mel's Dying was great, you know, the zombies. Club Horror, I would rather have a scare zone, but on the but on the flip side, I honestly didn't mind it. I thought it served its purpose. I think it's fine. You know, you got a drink truck there. You got, it's frankly just, it's a step down from like the Rob Zombie zone, but it's kind of a similar vibe in that, you know, you've got loud music, you've got girls dancing on stages. It's got last year it had a Blumhouse photo opportunity just past it with the Grabber, from the Black Phone too. I guess we'll see. We'll see if they do something more with that area. Right now, again, at least officially announced, it just sounds like last year's, but with a different lighting package.
Yeah. But now it seems like Club Horror and the Mel's Zombies are getting the same treatment as the Harry Potter scare zone. It just doesn't get announced. It's just, you could expect it.
Oh, yeah. The Dementors. Right. That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Not Dementors. The Death Eaters. The Death Eaters.
The Death Eaters. Yeah. I knew you were wrong, but I didn't know how to correct you because I'm not that big of a Potter fan. After all that, back to Sideshow of Decay. That's actually, for me, my most anticipated scare zone because of the caretaker. If you guys have seen the caretaker shoes. Holding the logo. Big fan of the caretaker. Favorite icon. So I'm really hoping that he makes his way. The Usher would also be awesome. But the props, so going into that, I think the last time that we discussed this, I talked that, you know, Cindy isn't really like a sideshow type of girl. That's not like her background. But walking through the scare zone, I got super excited for the event. They got four stages currently, and each one of them is set up a little bit different with like a different sideshow that you could like look at. One is more clown. You see the candies and everything on it with the clown mask. The other one has references to a gentleman who could speak to the dead, which ties in really well with the backstory of Cindy, you know, raising the dead and bringing them back. There's also a reference to a beast, and there's like a cage, but the front bars are ripped off. So I'm looking forward to seeing how these stories on the stages all play out. I'm going to assume that there's going to be a center piece that gets rolled out every evening. But they probably haven't rolled it out because of the parade and all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
But
the centerpiece, they would roll like a big centerpiece out in that Hollywood zone.
Yeah. That to me is the one that really has me excited. How about you?
Downtown Clown Town. I mean, I think Downtown Clown Town sounds great. I think one of the things I'm very interested in is between Infernal Carnival of Nightmares, Downtown Clown Town and Sideshow of Decay, we have three basically carnival themed zones, which sounds great, but I'm very curious to how they're going to differentiate those three so that it doesn't feel like the same, right? I'm assuming, I mean, they will, right? The theming will be different between the three. Or maybe it won't. Maybe it will truly feel like you're walking into one giant carnival. I can go either way. I think that's cool, but I also am curious to see, you know, will they do some differentiation? But regardless, for me, it's Downtown Clown Town. Now, this week, Eddie, though, there is a scare zone that's kind of not in theme with the event. They have a licensed property scare zone this year that's going to be in the Central Park area of the park. And that's going to be Fort Nightmares. So this will be, you know, based on characters from Fortnite, and kind of that world. We talked a little bit about this in the past, kind of how it was rumored. I'm not 100% familiar with Fortnite. I think the key art that they've released for it looks pretty cool. I think the characters on it look pretty cool. They've very much said online it still fits within the vibe of Halloween Horror Nights. They wouldn't do it if it couldn't fit within the vibe of Halloween Horror Nights, and they're going to still lean into the horror of that property. And even though Fort Nightmares generally does include licensed characters like Scooby-Doo and Jason and some other characters like that in the past, I think this will be all original Fortnite characters and some characters exclusive to the event.
I am with you as far as, like, I'm not too familiar with the game. When I first heard this rumor, I was hoping that it wasn't true. And for the most part, this has been probably the most ire that I've seen from either side. There is a lot of conversation and a lot of conflict over this property. There's the people that stand on the side, like myself, that don't necessarily feel like it should be coming to the event. And then there's the other people that are welcoming it with open arms and are so excited that it's coming. To me, fundamentally, it doesn't scream Halloween Horror Nights, and nothing has to necessarily scream Halloween Horror Nights for it to come to the event. It just seems so out of place for the event. But who knows? Universal has surprised me in the past and brought some things. Stranger Things, I'm not a fan of the show, but I've loved every single house, which is a reason why I'm giving this a shot. And I'm holding out for when I experience it. But it's been interesting to see the people on social media, like, getting so worked up about it.
There's a lot of vitriol about this announcement, and I don't get why. I mean I understand, some of the complaints I've seen online are people are like, well, this brings in a younger audience, kids coming to Halloween Horror Nights, bad crowds, things like that. Mm-hmm. On the flip side, there are bad eggs in every bunch. There's bad eggs in the middle-aged crowd too, people who get too overly drunk. But you gotta, in my mind, I have a couple of thoughts as it relates to that specific argument, which is that, my parents introduced me to horror very early in my life. Classic Universal Monsters movies, it was the 80s. We went and saw Predator in the movie theater when I was 6 years old, things like that. Aliens, my parents introduced me to those things very early on, but it has informed a lifelong love of horror. And part of that was that my dad very much introduced me to magazines like Cinefex and Fangoria and Starlog and things like that, that explained the special effects and the craft of making these movies. And so I was, so I got to enjoy these movies, but also understand that they weren't real. And, at a very early stage of my life. And I think Fort Nightmares has a potential to do the same for people who are young and into Fortnite and we'll attend this event and maybe gain a lifelong love of horror, via this event. But there's also, like, I know a lot of dudes my age who play Fortnite too. So it's not just for the kids. I think it's, here's the thing. I think it's just like every year, you could make the same complaint about Stranger Things. Like, they these are properties that are too big as an organization that has the number one Halloween event in the country, maybe in the world. it would be foolish for them to not tap into what's part of the, you know, cultural zeitgeist.
Yeah.
And even loosely related horror, science fiction, or whatever to something they can incorporate into their event. And so, you know, whether it's Stranger Things or Fortnite, I think they have a place at the event if they find a way to make it not feel like just a cash grab, but actually, you know, still feel like the event. And, you know, it's a scare zone. Like, how many scare zones have we walked through that don't make any sense? But like, what does it matter that it's Fortnite? It's literally costumed characters jumping out of props and scaring you. So it's just different skins on what we already experience as a scare zone. So just because it's based on a property that that people feel is tailored towards teens or kids, I don't really feel like that's a concern for me. I think Fort Nightmares has just as much a place in it as any other property, and I'm looking forward to see what they do with it. Maybe it'll turn me into a Fortnite fan. I don't know. Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. But I'm hoping, and I'm reserving my opinion up till I actually experience it. But part of what I love of Halloween Horror Nights is the anticipation, and I feel like that doesn't build on my anticipation. But again, I'm excited. I'm excited for the people that are excited for it. And yeah.
Again, there's fans of everything. You can't all like, yeah. Come on. We're dudes in our 30s and 40s. And, you know, like Jack, Oddfellow, Chance, Caretaker, they mean a lot to us. But yeah. The average 17 or 18 year old.
Nothing.
Nothing. I wouldn't, you know, I mean, you know, or the first timer to the event. You know, isn't going to go because, oh, it's got this cool clown guy and this other weird guy. And there's this whole backstory about how they team up and, you know, he killed him and he came back and he came out of the box and he's got a girlfriend named Chance and he's got a minion. And like the average new attendee to the event doesn't care about that stuff. They care about those intellectual properties and making, you know, and pinging on something like Fortnite is smart to bring people in. You know, I'm very curious to hear your thoughts, not you, Eddie. I mean, I am always, but that's why we have a podcast. But you yeah. Listeners, we definitely want to hear your thoughts on what you think about Fort Nightmares being part of the event. For me, my only gripe, literally my only gripe about Fort Nightmares being part of the event is what I was just saying about the rest of the scare zones, is that the rest of the scare zones seem to have a uniform theme and story. And then it's like, bam, now you've got Fortnite, like yeah. Randomly. You know, that doesn't fit in the overall story of the event. Again, I understand why yeah. They do that. I understand why they bring in a property like that. But in a year that you've now themed 75% of it around one central carnival storyline, to have this other thing that doesn't really tie into that story feels a little weird to me. But at the same time, it's also Central Park, which is like from Central Park through to, you know, the back there where the Animal Actors Theater is, I think that's what it's called. Like,
yep.
That's kind of one stretch that's kind of tucked away, I think, from how everything else connects. So it's got, you know, so I think it can be done without throwing off the immersion of the rest of it.
Yeah, but it has some big shoes to follow. The Cat Lady Scare Zone was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And for a while, that Scare Zone was marketing material for every single year, the pumpkins and the trees.
So, yeah, exactly. And there's just, yeah, so I mean, and I think they found ways to, I mean, the Cat Lady Scare Zone, they have found ways to introduce some iconic imagery in that Central Park area, because whether it's lanterns in the trees or pumpkins in the trees or whatever, they find some way to make that a memorable zone. I wouldn't say high hopes for Fort Nightmares, but I don't also have negative feelings towards it. I'm curious to see what it looks like. There is, again, in the key art, there's this like flaming pumpkin head looking character that
yeah,
looks pretty cool to me. Like, so yeah. I would love to see how they bring that character to life in the zone.
Yep. And I was there yesterday walking through the scare zone. Not much has gone up, but one of the things that I did notice was the fog machines. All their fog machines are like, they have these fans attached to them. So they're like these custom style fog machines specifically for this scare zone. And the discussion that I've heard a lot of people talking about, if you've played Fortnite, you'll know the reference. Or if you played Call of Duty, there's like the fog of war that continues to close in as the match goes on further and further. And somehow, some way, I think they're working on making these fans kind of incorporate that feeling of the fog of war. Have you played Call of Duty, Paul? Or I know you
I
said
have. I have
Battlefield,
played
right?
Call of Duty. Yeah. I love
So
Call of
you know
Duty.
Warzone. You know Warzone, how the fog of war comes in?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So Fortnite has the same effect, right? And I think to some degree, Fortnite may have been the first one to have done it. Don't quote me on that, but all the fog machines are fitted with a fan on them that should help mimic that effect. It
Okay.
also was I saw noted somewhere that this should be like the most technologically advanced scare zone. I don't know what that means. Maybe they're referring to the fog and how maybe every like so often they're going to have like a fog effect where it starts to close in and hits center. I don't know. But I do think that's Florida. Rain, humidity, and other factors are going to impede on the ability of managing that fog appropriately.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure.
But that's kind of what I was able to see. There wasn't a lot. There was some of the lighting going up the trees, like the RGB, like light strips going up the trees. So I'm sure there's going to be some pretty cool light effects as the fog comes around you. And then there was one prop house, like Boho, at the back that had a stage outside of it as well. And that's
Well,
all I saw there.
and the one thing that I will say about this particular zone, or the only other thing I'll say about this particular zone is that it's a partnership with Epic Games. And I've been into computer gaming all my life. I, honestly, frankly, up until my adult life. But as a kid, I grew up a lot around computer games. That's even before I was into like video game systems like PlayStation and stuff like that. And Epic Games has such a reputation in the industry for these iconic games, even beyond Fortnite. But before Fortnite, Epic Games had a strong hand in the creation of Gears of War, right? They developed
Oh.
the Gears of War series. I think it's now transferred hands to maybe internal Microsoft. I could be wrong on that, but if this Epic partnership could yield entry into properties like Unreal. Or because the Epic Games created the Unreal Engine based on the game on from the game Unreal, whether it's Unreal or again a Gears of War, featured at the event, I think if this is a start of a partnership with Epic Games, I think it has potential. And Gears of War, more than a lot of other game properties, I think has potential to be a fantastic Halloween Horror Nights house.
Gears of War was sick. I do need to revisit that game to kind of get the appeal for like a Halloween Horror Nights house. But I would say from what I remember with like the Saw and all that stuff, probably more so than I would have expected from Fort Nightmares. But we'll see.
Those are everything we know about scare zones right now. Again, we have Infernal Carnival of Nightmares, Downtown Clown Town, Sideshow Decay, Fort Nightmares, The Return of Mel's Dying Zombies, The Return of Club Horror. We know that there will be a kind of like aliens at a farm themed Dead Coconut Club this year in City Walk. We don't know much about it other than, a logo and a brief description that kind of sets the scene. What's left is we have one house that was announced this past week, Eddie. Very unusual timing. Evil Dead Burn, which has been rumored to be coming to the event. I don't know why they chose to announce it when they did. Unfortunately, the movie's not doing particularly well in theaters, but and they didn't announce it when the movie came out. I feel like, or even when trailers started coming out, I feel like they missed every good opportunity to announce Evil Dead coming to the event. But regardless, Evil Dead Burn will be featured at the event based on the most recent Evil Dead movie now in theaters. Probably going to be streaming by the time the event starts, I would think. Because it's not doing well in theaters, and we're still a month away from the event, and things go to streaming pretty quickly.
These
Like if there's a
days.
45 day, if there's a 45 day theatrical window for that, it'll be streaming by the time the event starts. You can watch it on the plane. Don't watch it on the plane. Yeah. That'll traumatize your neighbor on the way to the event. You can watch it in your hotel room.
There you go. I will say this much. I have heard it hasn't been doing too well, but that seems like a property that, regardless of how well it does in theaters, can be transitioned into a Halloween Horror Nights house easily. But I do agree with you. They missed every marketing opportunity to
every partner. Reasonable opportunity. Like, it may have, don't get me wrong, it's not like it would have changed the story with the box office, but it may have helped it a little bit that first opening weekend. If people were like, oh, well, that's coming to Halloween Horror Nights, I want to watch this movie. I think the Evil Dead franchise is, I don't think it helped that word of mouth of the movie was that it's so uncomfortably gross, and it's mean-spirited and things like that. But I will tell you, I've seen every Evil Dead movie. Let me clarify. Since Army of Darkness, I've seen every Evil Dead movie in the theaters, and I'm a big fan of the franchise, but I've still not seen Evil Dead Burn for some odd reason. I just haven't gotten around to it, but I do plan to see it. But, so I think I wouldn't say I'm overwhelmed or I'm underwhelmed. I'm whelmed about Evil Dead Burn coming to the event. I think it's a fine property to take advantage of. I wish the movie had done better. I wish they had marketed it, in my mind, again, I wish they had marketed it a little bit differently, but I'm fine with it coming to the event. But
yeah,
Eddie,
same.
The thing is, we now have essentially two leaks as of the time of this recording about what the 10th and final unannounced house will be. And frankly, again, by the time you're listening to this, the house may be announced. So, we'll kind of just go right into it, which is that this house will be based on Ozzy Osbourne. We have a leaked Pandora commercial, which we already had. We already played last time. We now have some leaks of the acrylic diorama merchandise of Ozzy Osbourne. I think a store may have put it out early, but now we pretty much have confirmation, or may have actually have confirmation by the time this is released. Ozzy Osbourne, which is, and it's called Memoirs of a Madman, which is the name of an Ozzy Osbourne album, will be featured at this year's Halloween Horror Nights event. We talked about the rumor before. I think it's appropriate. I think there will be some folks who have a little bit of feelings about it being, 1 year posthumous for Ozzy Osbourne and that kind of thing. And, is it in good taste to feature him at an event, featuring death and zombies and things like that? On the flip side, that's literally Ozzy, and what, what his theme was and the themes of his music and of his, media persona for years. And so I think, and his family, obviously they wouldn't be doing something like this without the blessing of his family. He's the Prince of Darkness. I can think of very few other, musicians that are as deserving of Halloween Horror Nights tribute to their lives as Ozzy Osbourne.
I could understand that take if it was anybody else but Ozzy. I think this is exactly how Ozzy would want to be memorialized at Halloween Horror Nights. And I'm excited for this house. And given that they're waiting for it to be the last announcement, with all the leaks, we basically know it is coming. We've known that it was coming before the leaks, but now it's all but confirmed up till Universal gives us the official confirmation. I really hope that they do the announcement justice. Do something.
Yeah, I hope cool. We don't. I hope the announcement is not just the carnival themed announcements that they've been doing. I do hope they make. I mean, this is a big deal. And, Ozzy Osbourne is an icon and, had, lived his life out loud. It's a big deal that he's going to be featured at this event. So I would love if they truly, did a big thing for it. And I think that's why they're saving it for last. I think it's because they want to make a big deal of it. And hopefully they do.
To a degree, as I think about this, this is almost the opposite end of the spectrum of the conversation against Fortnite, right? One's for the youth and one's obviously for the much older crowd.
Legit, so this is a balance. Right? This is a great balance. Exactly. This is your balance. You average those out, You got a 30 year old, you know, because like the average Ozzy Osbourne fan is, you know, late 30s, 40s, 50s beyond, right? Like Ozzy Osbourne has been around for 40 plus years, or his music, you know, was around for 40 plus years. And so, you know, I think that, you know, the appeal of that, skews older. And just like Fortnite skews younger. And that's the beauty of Halloween Horror Nights, is that you can appeal to everybody by doing things like that. And for me, I wouldn't say I'm not excited about Fortnite. I think it has potential to be cool. I am very excited about Ozzy.
Yes. I would differ in the, I am not excited about Fortnite, but I do hope to keep myself open-minded. There's two things I'm keeping myself open-minded about this year: Oddfellow and Fortnite, right? And I want Oddfellow to win me over, and I want Fortnite to win me over. I have less trust in the fact that Fortnite will win me over. I think Oddfellow is going to win me over, by the way. So okay. I've talked my...
I don't even care about Oddfellow anymore. Now we've got Chance. Like,
Chance would be sick too. Chance would be sick too, but Oddfellow and Jack have a house together. So if he doesn't win me over, then I might not enjoy that house. And from what I'm hearing this year, that's going to be like the epic, beautiful house, which is always the house that I really look forward to every year. Like last year's El Artista and Dead Man's Pier, Winter's Wake. I always look forward to those really beautiful houses. And the rumors that I'm hearing is that that's going to be the Jack and Oddfellow house, because who's behind creating it? So I'm rooting for Oddfellow to win me over and sway all my years of negative feedback that I've had about him. So he has a lot of work to do, but I'm really hoping that he does it. And I'm hoping that Fortnite will be over as well. But I'm super excited for Ozzy Osbourne. Super excited.
For sure. He's an icon in his own right. He's a real icon.
This is one of the early years that I went. And
the Alice Cooper.
Yeah, that house was amazing. I still have the paper maps that don't exist any longer.
I have a paper map for every year I've been to Halloween Horror Nights. Yeah.
Look at the old merch. Which, by the way, I'll give it to Fortnite. Best merch this year.
The shirt is killer.
I love the shirt. And I didn't want to, because I had my hesitations about the actual property coming. But when I saw the shirt, I was like, darn you, Fortnite, making the best shirt of the year. But yeah.
But yes, what about you all? What are you most excited about now that we essentially know all 10 houses and all the scare zones? There are still surprises that have yet to be revealed to us. You will definitely hear us talk about them in upcoming episodes. But of what we know so far, what are you most excited about? Leave us a comment down below. Let us know your thoughts on what you are most looking forward to at this year's Halloween Horror Nights event. I know the first comment on this video will be, when do you think they're going to announce Hollow Scream? When do you think they're going to announce Busch Gardens Hollow Scream? And what I would say is, I anticipate a Busch Gardens Hollow Scream announcement very soon, probably in the next week or two. As of this recording, we will definitely be talking about it. There are some rumors already out there, but nothing concrete. But you know, I think there's going to be a lot to talk about with this year's Busch Gardens Williamsburg Hollow Scream event. So make sure that you hit the subscribe button on this video and the little notification bell, so that you are notified when we release our upcoming episodes and all our coverage on both channels of Hollow Scream, Halloween Horror Nights, and a ton of other Halloween events that we'll be attending this year. We'll go through the list in a future episode as we kind of lock in plans, but Eddie and I will be all over sharing Halloween stuff.
And we'll probably end up doing a News from the Queue episode in the queues of these haunted houses together. So stay tuned.
Yeah. Make sure you give us a thumbs up on this video, because it really helps us out to know that you want more News from the Queue. You want more Halloween Horror Nights. You want more Haunt Season. This is it, people. We're here. Haunt Season's here. We're going to be talking about
it. Yes, it is. That is all, folks. Dibberdeep, dibberdeep, dibberdeep. That's all, folks.
Deuces. Catch you next time.